Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Welcome to the Exchange Podcast presented by WinBet. I am Nick Mangold, joined with me by my good buddy, Mark Sanchez. Mark, how we doing? Are you getting in the holidays?
Buddy, if I were any better, it'd be against the law.
Darn straight. Are you getting in the holiday spirits? Getting ready to go? Christmas time right around the corner?
I'm midway through pumpkin spice latte season, baby.
You would be. Little PSLs in your life? You're the worst.
That's right.
So I feel like I forget which coach told me, and I don't know if it was Rex or who, but back when we were 16 game season, the season was split up into quarters: first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. So now entering into the fourth quarter, what was that for you playing in December? Like, because it's starting to get cold, especially here in New York. You're getting cold. You're getting the weather. Did you like it? Was it the excitement of, you know, are finishing strong? What are your thoughts on December football?
Well, I knew it was important to win in December. I knew the idea from other coaches was the crescendo right into the playoffs. But for a SoCal boy, that was not easy.
Not easy.
That was not easy. I remember we would have Tuesdays off. I remember going outside with Vito and Gus, our equipment staff guys. Brennan Berger was a part of that staff. He's no longer there, but Vito and Gus are still there. Vito obviously featured heavily in Hard Knocks, as he should be.
Of course.
But he would take me outside. They'd wet footballs, and I would play catch with them, and Shoddy, and Kavanaugh, and other staff members to make sure I was ready for these cold winters. And that was after I had to put away my rainbow sandals and exchange those out for some UGG boots.
Mm-hmm. Some of the fuzzy ones.
Some actual shoes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that was, it wasn't my favorite time and my favorite climate. Didn't love that because I'm used to Christmas, like Santa brought you a bike and it's on the front doorstep, and I go outside with like a tank top, shorts, and flip flops.
Yes.
Not, you know, bundled up and cold winter football.
That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
But we managed.
You managed. We did. We did. I love it. The football, when it got cold, it was the best time.
Of course
time.
You do.
It was all furry. I'd get icicles on my beard and everything. That was sweet. This is when football is meant to be played. But yeah. Also, in the wintertime, talking about gifts, and this is something that we've started doing with my kids, instead of buying a whole bunch of junk they don't need, we started doing daddy and mommy dates. And so we started doing more Broadway shows.
Whoa.
Right? So if it's cold outside, Go inside where it's warm. And so I've been doing a little bit more on the Broadway, not anywhere your level. Don't get me wrong. I'm still not quite there, but yeah, we've been doing some.
Call me when you get here, bro.
I'll never get there. No one's on your level. So I think that is a fun little segue to our guest that we have today, and it's another banger. So I got to go through the whole list. It's Grammy Award-winning, Golden Globe, and Emmy-nominated actor and recording artist, and obviously Jets fan, Anthony Ramos. I think it's going to be a good one. I'm excited about it. I got some questions. I want a little Broadway action. I got some movie questions. So it should be a fun little interview. So let's get to it right up. Let's just get into it, you know?
Nick, you know what? Break a leg, bud.
Like that. That theater talk. Very nice.
We'd like to bring in Grammy award-winning, Golden Globe, Emmy-nominated actor, recording artist, and most importantly, Jets fan, Anthony Ramos. What's up, brother? Thanks for coming.
Yo, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm really excited to have you here and appreciate you taking the time. So how has this year been for you as a Jets fan? With the excitement and everything and seeing the crowd, you know, obviously things haven't gone as exactly as we planned, but I'll tell you what, the crowd's been fantastic for these home games. What has your experience been like for some of these games?
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a couple, man. I went to, when we played the Chiefs that we should have won, you know, the referees had their eyes closed the whole game. they you know, they worked, you know, before they all put on blindfolds before they got to the field that day. You know, they made a collective decision. And then there was a game where you know, Aaron Rodgers, the first game of the season that I was at, and unfortunately he got hurt, and I was in the parking lot walking to the stadium. I got there just after.
Ooh.
And everybody was like, yo, Aaron Rodgers got hurt. And I'm listening on my phone on the radio while I'm walking to the stadium. And and me and all the rest of the people, you can see just walking up to the stadium deflated. But everybody was still hyped, like you said. Like the crowd was super in it, and that was a crazy win.
Yeah,
that day.
It was such an electric crowd in the beginning too, and I was fortunate enough to be there on the field, you know, for the player intros, and like that atmosphere was just wild. So I look forward to that. I feel like the Jets fans have this excitement, and hopefully you will continue that going, you know, as we continue with these games. But talk about you know, being from Brooklyn, where your love of the Jets came from. You know, did it start early on? Did you come into it a little bit later? What's your story?
I think it was like, you know, the Vinny Testaverde and Curtis Martin, like those, you know, like you know, that team, you know, I started loving the Jets then. And then I can't remember if Testaverde got hurt or what it was, but Chad Pennington had to go in. And then when you know, and then I started really loving the way Chad Pennington was playing. He didn't have like the mad velocity on the ball, but he had super accuracy. And I remember like there was this thing as I was growing up. It was like a 6 year span where the Jets made the playoffs every other year. So I knew it was like, if it was like an even number in the year, I was like, yo, we might make it this year.
We got a shot.
Mark, like watching you play, bro, was fire. Like, you know, I just, you know, and then guys like Darrell Revis and you know, I've been a fan for a long time. And then like for 2 years, I just like, I don't know why, I just wasn't watching football. And then for the last 3 years, I came back and I was like, nah, man, I love this. I love, you know, so I'm like, I go to most of the games when I'm in New York. But I've been a Jets fan since I was a kid, and, you know, it started with my brother and you know, he loved the Jets, and then, you know, so did my father, you know, so that's kind of how I developed my love for the team.
Love it.
I love that. What about well, first of all, do we need to talk about air products?
Bro,
do you need
a stunt
double?
But this is the thing though. I got the frizz going. I don't know, whatever you're using is glistening on my screen right now, bro. I have to lower the brightness on my screen.
Told you.
Because,
well, I just picked up some McDowell's. You've seen coming to America.
Soul glow in there.
Yeah.
Let's
show. 100%.
Let's go, baby. It's so good.
Bro.
Okay, crazy. You played for the Jets when you were a kid. We did a little research on you.
So this is what happened. So I was starting the season with this team, and then I quit because it was going to be I played the first few games with them, the Ridgedale Jets. I was playing cornerback, but then I stopped because I was like, yo, I'm a baseball player, man. I gotta focus on the game that I like, I'm actually like really want to make it in. I mean, I was never going to make it into the major leagues. I knew that later on. I was like, oh, nah, I don't think this is it, but gotta find something new. But you know, I just quickly started learning. I'm like, wow, these guys are like massive, and these guys are throwing like 95. These kids from like Texas, and I'm like, I can't do this. I can't compete. So, but yeah, football, man. I loved football, and even in high school, I would train with the team. You know, I would train with the football players because they would just, you know, they just worked out really hard, and I would go to all the games and at school. One of my favorite players at school was my boy Larry Gashy, who ended up playing D1, and now he's like a mad famous rapper.
Oh wow.
Yo, crazy. We like the two from our school that like went into the entertainment industry, and we were both playing baseball. He was like a star football player.
Love it.
And every time we hang out, we talk about it. Yo, my man had hands though.
Have my you gone to any like high school reunions?
Nah, man. I don't know why. My school, they don't bother with that. They don't do the high school reunion thing. I don't know if it's budgets. You know. I'm like,
we got one coming up, I think, in the summer. I'm a little nervous.
Where'd you go to high school?
I'm Mississippi A.O. in Southern California, but one of my best friends is like was on student body or whatever, so she's planning it, and she's like, yeah. You have to go, of all people. I was like, ooh, I don't know.
Why would you be nervous?
She's giving me a hard time, bro. I don't know.
Yeah. God.
This isn't about me. This is about Anthony.
We'll circle back to that later,
Nick. No, but I need a full scouting report of your cornerback abilities. Like, you're coming out in the draft. What are your strengths? Is it speed? Is it, you know, aggressiveness? You know, because like if you see like you know how it works in the draft. Like if it's a D lineman, you know, and he's got certain characteristics, they say he's got a motor and he plays through the snap.
Blah blah blah.
What are your stats, bro? What are your?
I mean, you look, know, no, I have. I definitely had speed. I had pretty good instincts when I was playing, you know, like.
Okay, so awareness is high. I like that.
You know, I was definitely, it was, you know, I would find myself in the right place at the right time, you know.
Knows for the football. For the tackle, he's a ball hawk. I like it.
Interception, you know what I'm saying? So I was, you know, you know, it was, I think it was really like some of these guys just huge, you know what I'm saying? So it's like. You know, my tackling, you know, it was down low, man. I was, you know, I couldn't, some of these guys were massive. I wasn't trying to get run over, bro. You know? So I'm like, yo,
okay. So, you know, the ankle biter type. I got you.
Biter. I'm rocking them in the back of the knees. Illegal tackles only.
I love it.
Now,
my kind of guy,
bro.
You talk about,
but then I quarterback a little bit. I played a little bit. I was a backup.
See, don't bury the lead.
Bury the lead again.
I buried the lead. Yep. Yeah.
You sling it.
All right. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about slinging the rock later. All right.
Yeah.
Now you talk about transitioning from, you know, the sports and, you know, everyone getting bigger and everything, and into something else. When did you decide what you want to transition to? And obviously with your success that you've had, I think you made the right decision. Again, I didn't see any high school film, so I can't say for certain, but I'm pretty sure you made the right decision.
For sure.
What was that transition like for you, and how'd you get into it?
I think that it was just really like, you know, I was playing baseball, man, and I was on the field, and I was just kind of like, I was like, yo, this ain't it, man. I don't think this is my path anymore. And I just stopped coming to the games, man. And I really, I like, you know, my coach was mad, but you know, cause I took the jersey and didn't give it back. Like, yo, my bad, bro. Like I forgot. I started doing theater, you know, in high school, and you know, I kind of backed my way into it. I auditioned for a talent show. I thought it was a talent show because I was, you know, I like to, you know, I was singing in junior high school, and I had like a group. We used to sing Temptation songs at the assemblies, and then I stopped. I didn't sing for a while. I was playing more sports, and then finally, I auditioned for this talent show. Ended up being a musical. They gave me a lead part in the show. First, I didn't want to do it because I was like, yo, that's crazy. Like, I'm not going to memorize all those lines. You know what I'm saying? But the teacher's like, no, you should really try it. You should give it a shot. So I was like, all right, you know what? Whatever. Sure, why not? And I got on stage and I was playing this like character. I was playing Zeus in this show that the students wrote. And I'm wearing like this Burger King cardboard crown with like a like a blanket for a cloak. And you know, I'm singing this song, and I was like, I feel ridiculous right now, but this is an amazing feeling. Like, I'm having a good time. So I just kept going, and I just, you know, I stopped sports, man. I mean, I was gonna go play D3 ball, just to, you know, the school was gonna give me money to go play, and I had no major. I was just gonna figure out what I wanted to do in school, but all my applications get withdrawn from every school that I applied to because we didn't get the financial aid forms in time. And that my teacher, she comes up to me, man, like an angel. She's like, yo, like, I want you to audition for this one school in New York called AMDA, and this wow. conservatory. And I, you know, I had never really been in a formal audition before, but she helped me with the material, man. And I got into the school. She helped me. I didn't have the money to even go to the school. And she, you know, she gave my name to the Jerry Seinfeld Scholarship Foundation at the time, and I ended up meeting them, and my grades weren't even that good, but I was just like, yo, look, man, I just need a shot. Like, I just need somebody to give me a chance, you know? This woman, Kate Fenneman, a good friend of mine now, she was, you know, I left that meeting and the school called me for a loan. I'm like, can you give me one more day? I didn't really know what I was going to do with another day, but then the scholarship called me and they like, yo, we'll pay, you know, we don't usually give the scholarship out to people with your grades, but you know, we're going to pay for your school for all 4 years.
Wow.
Wherever Whoa. You decide to. And that was just like a, you know, that was like a moment where I knew, like, all right, this is exactly where I want to be. You know, now my focus is on trying to find movies about sports to make as opposed to playing sports professional.
I got a quarterback you could probably play, you know, the rise and fall of Mark Sanchez, maybe.
It's still riding.
It's still rise. I said it's
what
still rise.
What a hater, bro. You see what I'm dealing with? Damn.
All of Mark Sanchez.
Hater, bro.
Oh, calm down.
Bro. Okay, hold on. Let's change the subject, Nick. Rude. I want to know this teacher's name because I feel like that's the story. That's the common thread between so many people's opportunity. The one person who gives them the extra nudge. And you get the opportunity, however it works out and however it lines up, those kind of things are huge. So who's this teacher? We got to give her some love.
Yeah, her name's Sarah Steinweiss. She's like one of my best friends now, you know, like she's a mentor, so best cool. friend. Yeah, man. And she's, you know, she did this for a lot of students at the school, man. Like Larry's another one. Larry's wow. another one of the students that, you know, when he's playing football, you know, a lot of kids, you know, who we grew up with, they, you know, were going through a lot and, you know, came from kind of rough neighborhoods. And you know, she was one of those teachers that really just, she mentored a lot of us and she didn't really give up on us, even though we weren't the easiest, the easiest people to deal with. Honestly, like, I don't know how she dealt with us. You know, we were wild. We were crazy, bro. It was a wild group of young teenagers running wild. And you know, but she really, like, yo, she always saw the best in us, you know, and I think that the more patient she was with us, the more we were able to see, you know, even a little bit of what she saw in us, you know, which helped us keep going and which helped us, like, kind of, you know that, all right, you know what, yeah, maybe there is a chance for me in this world, you know, maybe I can be more than I thought I was going to be. You know what I'm saying?
That's so amazing. Just a little nudge and a little belief. That's cool, man. Yeah. What about, has she seen you perform? She's seen you in commercials, obviously. Has she seen you in Hamilton and movies and all that?
Yeah, man. So she came. She spent all of my premieres. You know, in the last
that's cool.
The last premiere we was at was Transformers, and you know, so oh, she that's was right. there.
You're the human in Transformers, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And so she. You know, so she was there, and I mean, it was a massive premiere. Like, it was crazy. We did it in Brooklyn, which was wild, like at the King's Theater. So that it was just cool to, you know, and I had all my friends and all my homies from, like, I'm talking about it. I came deep. And, you know, it was just amazing to, you know, to have her there. And then, you know, I had, you know, some of my other teachers and mentors, you know, who flew out. just to, you know, just to support, man, and be there. And, you know, so it was really, really cool to, it's always cool to share that kind of stuff with her, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then we like call each other the next day and debrief, like, yo, that was crazy. You know, yo, that was wild, man. Like, you know, yeah. So it was, she comes to all that stuff.
That's awesome. Huge. What does she say about your, so I have a really good friend who works with me at Fox calling games. His name's Steven Brown. And the only thing he will drink is Crown Royal.
Yeah.
And you're the Crown Royal guy, dog. So you know, I went through all this stuff. I always like bounce ideas off of him. He's got a good eye for media and all that. He was a former coach and probably will coach again. But we go through all these things. I'm like, dude, he's got an album. He's got the Transformers thing. He's got the, and I'm trying to like categorize it before the deal. And he goes, bro, you're forgetting the most important part. So what's up? He goes, Crown Royal.
You're Crown Royal, man.
Said the elixir of the gods. Like, he's just going on and on about all this Crown Royal, bro. That's all he has.
Yeah. Yo, I was like, yeah, I saw some guy on the street. He said, he looked a little tanked last. He looked a little like he had a few crowns. And he goes, the guy, like, he looks at me, because at first we're talking, we're having a conversation about something that happened. And then he like double takes it. Hey, you famous? You famous? I'm like, nah, bro. I don't know what you're talking about. Crown Royal. I'm like, of all the movies,
that's so good.
Yo, it happens all the time, bro. People like, yo, you the dude from the Hennessy commercial, right? I'm like, sure. The dark alcohol. Yes.
I love it.
That's me, great, man.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.
That's good.
Let's talk a little quickly. I got a quick question for your time on Hamilton, because you know, everyone always asks us about our schedule, football schedule, and you know, you play on Sunday and what your week looks like. I got to give it to the Broadway actors and actresses, because you guys are going. Like, how is that schedule? How do you do all those shows and the rehearsals and everything? What's that schedule look like? And give us, like, peel back that curtain a little bit into what that week looks like for you.
Yeah, well, it's 8 shows a week, man.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, you usually 2 on Wednesday, 2 on Saturday. If the producers hate the cast, they'll do 5 show weekends. you know, and you just like, it's a grind, man. You get Mondays off, which is the day that no one's doing anything, you know. So you got Monday off, but it's like, no one's trying to have a drink on a Monday, you know. But you know, it's like, nah, ain't nobody going for brunch on Monday, you know. So it's a grind, man. Like, and then sometimes, you know, you're rehearsing before the show. Sometimes if somebody called out, they got to put somebody in. Then the understudy got to, you know, the whole cast has to come in to rehearse with the person that's about to go on, and then do the show at night. So sometimes you're at the theater 4 hours before you even are doing the show, and Hamilton was, you know, almost 3 hours. So that show was a grind, man. You know, that show was definitely, you know, what you guys do is unbelievable, man. You guys are traveling. You know, I was like, I thought about this. I'm like, yo, athletes are, you gotta be a little crazy to be an athlete. I'm talking about, like, yeah, you in a different state. You, like, I mean, you're traveling to different places every single week. You got to pay taxes in all them states. You know,
by position, though, I would just caution you, it's by position. Quarterbacks, totally normal. Offensive line, little different, you know?
A little tricky.
No, we are different. We are definitely different people. I'll admit that.
Different breed.
Yep. It's true.
Yeah. But Broadway's a grind, bro. It's a grind, man. But it's fun, man. You know, it's cool. It's nothing like live theater, man. It's like when you guys get out there and play. It's just that feeling, man, where you feel the crowd. And every night when we would come out, yo, it felt like we were playing MSG. It was crazy. It's 1,300 people in the theater, cool. But it felt felt like 12,000. You know, it was so loud every single night.
Yeah, that's awesome. Like, Mark obviously is a big Broadway guy from his time here and probably even before and after. I've gotten into it recently because we started giving our kids Christmas presents. Instead of giving them junk they don't need, we get them experiences. And so we've been doing a lot more Broadway plays. So I'm starting to get into it and get the feeling and seeing different shows. And I think actually Hamilton is on our list this year. I think that's what my son wants to go see. So I'm pretty excited about it. But it's amazing watching these performances and what you guys do on that stage and how you get the crowd into it and like how you get so sucked into it. You know, I don't think I appreciated it as well as I should have for my whole time here, but I'm really taking a liking to it. But that transition that you've had from the stage to the big screen, how's that been? Was that something you always wanted to do? Did you want to get out of theater and go to the movie side? And especially with the release of the new movie, Dumb Money, that was just released. Like that, is that something like you wanted to do or it just happened naturally?
Nah, I think, you know, movies, I love movies, man. Like I've wanted to do movies since I started acting. You know, I was just like, yo, this is where I want to end up. You know, and I love the art of making film. I love the process of it. And you know, my first time being, you know, actually getting a lead role. And it wasn't in a movie, but a TV show. It was with Spike Lee when I did She's Gotta Have It on Netflix. So he turned his like first commercial hit into a TV show. We did two seasons of it. And I played the character that he played in the movie, Mars Blackmon. And
Mars just like, Blackmon here.
Yo. Mars Blackmon.
Money.
Yo, you know, and
it's gotta be the shoes. Money, it's gotta be the shoes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He knows. Yo, I'm telling you, man. Like, yo, Spike, I remember, he came to the show. He came to Hamilton. And he's over here. He's sitting in the second row of the audience. I'll never forget it. And he's clapping mad aggressively and pointing after the show. And this is on the bow, so I bow, I do the first bow, I get up, and then my boy Chris, who's standing next to me, he's like, "You ain't pointing at me," and then we bow again, and I'm like, you know, and I had a moment, I'm like, "Yo, is Spike Lee, like, is he pointing at me?
Is this thing?"
So he comes backstage, he's like, "Yo, my man, come here, let's take a picture." I'm like, "Spike, do you want a picture with me?" I was like, all right, yeah, sure, man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
And then I get a call, like, it had to be like a couple weeks later or a month later. And all it said was, "Anthony, it's Spike Lee."
Anthony.
That's it. Oh, that's it was the shortest voicemail I ever got in my entire life. And super direct, straight to the point. And I call him back. He's like, "Yo, I want you to meet me in my office." You know, I go meet him at his office. He's like, "So I got a role. I got this thing I'm doing. She got to have it. You ever seen it?" I was like, "Nah." So he pulls the DVD out and hands it to me.
That go watch homework.
Yeah. And he's like, "Yo, Mars Blackman. You know, I want you to." And then, yeah, man. I did an audition for the studio for Netflix and. He gave me the role, and that was my first, you know, like lead role on a TV show, and then that was it, bro. I did A Star Is Born, and then Godzilla, and I started, you know, going into getting into films and stuff like that, and then like, you know, In the Heights happened, and you know, Hamilton, we had already made that movie. That was, you know, and they just put it out. They put it out years later, but we had shot that film like 4 years before that. Yeah, like Marvel happened and Transformers and stuff like that. So, you know, it just all, and then music, you know, it all just kind of started weaving together. And then, you know, obviously, you know, the Crown commercial and which Spike Lee directed.
Oh,
you know? Come on.
Yep.
Let's go.
Spike called me. Dude. Basically, he goes, "Yo, Aunt, I got something." I'm like, "What you got?" He's like, "Yo, I got this thing I'm working on." Yeah. He's like, but he said, "Don't let your agents mess it up."
Dude, he's going around, dude. That's how I'd imagined it would happen, but that's really cool.
I was like, "No doubt, bro." And then he goes, "Yo, and another thing, I want your mom, your real mom." So he got my mom. My mom, you know, booked her first national commercial
directed by Spike.
Dude, that's crazy. A hell of an entrance.
Yeah, not too shabby. Yeah,
well, feel free to drop him my number. Remind him of our hair connection. I'll get you that. Email you my info. So just in case Spike wants to give me a holler.
Let's do it.
See that, Nick? My things are taking off. You see what I mean?
All rise.
It's all rise. There's no
just
force rise. Mark Sanchez.
It's going this way, then that way.
Keeps going.
Come on, Nick. Let's go.
Like Buzz Lightyear, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. To infinity and beyond.
Tell me. I think I have an idea. When you talked about going back to Brooklyn for a premiere and the whole squad's there, everybody before you become this massive star, but your family, your heritage, you're a part of this Por La Cultura campaign with the NFL and what that means to you. Because I felt that in the NFL and I'm Mexican. I know you're Puerto Rican, but that Latino support is unwavering. Win, lose, or draw is what I've kind of felt. And then making it available to people, reminding them, just like you got reminded by that wonderful teacher of yours, that, hey, man, you got an opportunity. And it could be football, but it could be something else. Like, work on yourself, find something you love, and get into it. And that whole, you know, push for Por La Cultura and your involvement, why is that important to you?
I just, you know, when I was, you know, one of my boys, Jesse Torero, was directing the commercial, and then my friend Lemon Anderson, who was working with the NFL a lot. He's like, yo, you know, we want to really, I know, he's like, yeah, I know you love football, you love sports, and I want to also bring that Latin culture and that Latin flavor, you know what I'm saying, to the commercials and the things that the NFL putting out too, you know what I'm saying? And we want to, you know, I feel like in the Latin community, at least growing up in my experience, you know, even if we love the game of football, we didn't really see a lot of presence of Latinos playing football, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe they did, but I didn't really see, you know, like Tony Gonzalez is one of my favorite players. I met him like recently, bro, at I can't remember what it was. I was doing Radio Row.
Super Bowl, yeah.
And I met him, and I almost didn't even say anything to him because it's almost like, yo, bro, I froze because I'm like, yo, like, you a legend, bro. Like, I used to watch all of this dude's games, bro. I used to watch his highlights, you know, and I think that it was just, you know, also like, yo, but him being Latino, bro, was just like a thing, you know, like when you see somebody that makes you feel like you identify, you know, with them, you're like, yo, that's, you know, that's that guy, like, you know, that's Mark Anthony, you know, something like that, you know, you know, so I think that it was important for me to do that campaign because I just felt, you know, and I wrote the song for, you know, I wrote the song for the commercial, Latino Activo, song. And it was just, you know, it was really like, you know, Latino Activo, that song is about being, you know, we active, like we here, you know, let's get activated, you know, let's get hyped about, you know, let's get not only hyped about the game, but let's get hyped about life, you know, about the opportunities, the possibilities. You know, the next Por La Cultura commercial they did was with this girl. I can't remember. She's an athlete, and she was the lead of the commercial. And I'm talking about, yo, it was gorgeous. It was beautiful.
Diana beautiful. Flores, was she the flag football gal? No.
I think, yep, that's her. That's her.
Yeah. Dude, and I got to play catch with her before a game in London last year. Homie, yeah. She can spin it. She
bro,
can spin the ball,
bro.
That's like,
bro.
Damn.
She's a beast. She's I was legit. Like, yo, and yo, check that commercial out if you haven't seen it. It was I think the one that came out right after the one I did, bro. And it was beautiful, bro. Gorgeous. They shot it amazing, like, and she just shined, and it made me like excited, you know, excited for more of those opportunities, you know. And not just in football, but in sports in general, you know?
I love that. My quick sidebar before we go to our last couple questions, but Tony Gonzalez, he was a former basketball player and then became tight end, played football, obviously. But in the off season, I met him through a group of friends, and we're all playing pickup basketball after my rookie season or second season or something.
and they're running up and down the court and Tony's stretching, whatever, and we're on opposing teams. And I hooped in high school a little bit. You know, I got a little sneaky baseline jumper. I'm nothing special, but I can rebound. I can, you know, I got a little. So,
no big deal.
You know, so I'm feeling good. And then I see Tony playing, and then they're like, hey, you match up with TG. And I'm like, TG. Oh, Tony again. Damn it. So he's a pretty big guy, you know. So I'm trying to, you know, guard him in the phone. Bro, he cut the first possession. Drop step, two-hand ready to, like, dunk. I just walked out of the way. I was like, I'm not getting postered, bro.
Yo,
I'm
my man slammed it on you, bro.
Yeah, but I moved out of the way. So he didn't quite get it. You know what I mean? I sidestepped the embarrassment right there. So
I feel you. Yeah. He said, I feel good about the effort. But, you know, I was being generous. Courteous.
No, I'm trying to give him the arm bar, like, you know, in his low bed. Dude, just boom. I'm like, oh, all right.
Yo, that's a big
this
dude,
be a
bro.
Long day.
That's a big guy, bro.
You got to weigh me by like 50 pounds. Yeah.
Oh,
wrong weight class, Doug. Wrong way, Clark.
All right. So, Andy, we want to get to the last section of our episode here where we do quick fire questions, right? These are going to be really quick. First thing comes to your mind, nothing too crazy. So, I'll hit you the first one. Other than the two guys right here on screen, who's your favorite Jet player that you've met?
That I've met? Yo, you guys are the first Jets I've ever met.
No.
No.
100%, I promise.
Wait, what 100%. About when you go to the games? Don't you go on the field and stuff?
Nah, because I always get there right when the game starts. They always tell me to come early, and I never do. and
you're on that Latino, you know, so, time, dude. I'm on that.
So that's on me. But I'm definitely
that one's on
I'm
me.
I'm honored that you guys are the first Jets I'm meeting.
Then we'll take it. Perfect.
It's the best. Let's
go. But who do you like more, Ben?
Come on, Mark. Come on, chill, bro. You know,
not playing. You don't have to say it right in front of me. I mean, jeez.
It's Nick, bro. Come on.
Damn. Okay. I'm jumping ahead, Nick, and screw you for this one because this is the only one that makes sense. If you had to choose Broadway show or movie, we ask everybody, but you're the best one to ask.
Best one.
Nah, movies, man. Movies. Yeah. All day long. I love it. Come on, man.
He's a film guy.
And the check is better.
Noted.
That's a good point.
That's fair.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying?
Keeping it. Are you a Peter Lugers or a Delmonico's guy?
I'll say Peter Luger.
Peter Luger.
Nice. Strong. Subway or taxi?
Nah, taxi all day, bro.
Really?
Yeah. I used to take the train all the time, but this train's getting weird nowadays, bro. I'm not gonna lie. So if I can walk, yeah, I gotta take a taxi, bro. I'm like, nah, come on. Quick Uber.
Yeah, Uber. What's your favorite borough?
Go Brooklyn, man.
Manhattan maybe took over. I don't know.
No, definitely maybe, not. If Manhattan took over.
Maybe
now.
Staten Island, you never know.
Oh, Staten Island is actually, how could I forget about Staten Island?
It's pretty easy. It's the fifth one. I'm kidding, Staten Island. I love you.
Nick, that's Nick's theme in this thing, dude. He hammers Staten Island.
I don't hammer. I truly enjoy Staten Island. I find it hilarious.
Now, you know it's what, though? You know, like, Pete Davidson has opened my mind. You know, I've met Pete. He's like, Pete is so cool. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe Staten Island's all right. You're from Staten Island,
give me the
blurt,
because you worked with them. You worked with them on Dumb Money. So what's
Bro?
Give me the quick blurb on the movie.
Yeah, and he played. You know, he played the lead Transformer in. He played Mirage. He did the voice of Mirage. So me and Pete hung out a couple times. Like, I went and see him on set of his show, Bupkis. That's amazing on Peacock. If y'all haven't seen it, it's him and Joe Pesci, like a crazy cast. And you know, and then we hung out at the Transformers premiere, and he's just like a really cool dude, bro. He's like a really dope human being, man, and just like super down to earth. I mean, crazy, mad talented, and he loves his family, he loves his friends, he rolls with his, you know, with his crew that he's been rocking with for a long time. So, you know, Pete's dope, man. I'm hoping I can get another movie with him, you know, because even in Dumb Money, you know, we never saw each other because we had no scenes together. Yeah. So me and Pete hadn't even met. Like, we already had shot two movies that were in the can but had never met. And Pete's like, yo, when am I going to meet this dude, bro? I've done two movies with this guy and I've never met him.
That's wild.
So that's when I went to set to go hang with him. But yeah, he's the man, bro. He's so cool.
I love it. That's all awesome, right, last man. One for you. Would you rather go to the top of the Empire State Building or to the crown of the Statue of Liberty?
I'd like to go to the crown of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, I like
to. Yeah.
Drink some Crown Royal.
And bring Crown Royal.
Yeah. I love it. This has just been a whole big promo for Crown. I can't
I'm
wait to
you
call
paid, dog. I'm just
hey,
getting
guys,
paid.
So can we get a bonus? What are we doing here?
Can I get an after-the-fact bonus?
After the fact.
Awesome. This has been fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us and chat it up a little bit about everything you have going on, the Jets. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Of course, man. Yeah, no, thanks for having me on the show, y'all.
Jets fans, we're in our final push and the clock is ticking. WynnBET is giving you a golden opportunity to win VIP prizes for the 2023 season. The WynnBET Green Room is the most exclusive space at the stadium with all-inclusive food and beverage, lower-level seats, and appearances by Jets legends and celebrities. New Jersey customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET Sportsbook or Casino. For New York customers, all you need to do is wager at least $100 on WynnBET's Sportsbook. The best part? You get an entry for every $100 you wager.
Welcome back into The Exchange, presented by WynnBET. That was awesome. Very interesting. How I like how Anthony said that he, you know, saw the writing on the wall with sports, baseball, and just transition to something else, and then goes on to be awesome at it. Like
at multiple things.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got talent like that, you know, it's pretty cool to watch. Those kind of artistic people, whether it's singing or playing instruments or acting or whatever, it's just like, wow, you have so much. You know, you don't see it as much in sports. Maybe the last person is like Deion Sanders, right? Play multiple sports or something. You have multiple talents like that, but like,
true, yeah.
To be that accomplished in multiple avenues of your life, that's incredible.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And
that's pretty promising career for me with Spike Lee, it sounds like. I'm happy about that.
Kind of sounds like you're in. And I'm glad I didn't pull the what you did to who was the Wire actor, where you recognized him for one of DJ's movies. Idris Elba, that's what it was.
Idris Elba.
I didn't do that with it's the other guys? No, not the other guys. What was the name of the movie? It was a cartoon, Ooh. The Bad Guys. He was in that. So
what
like,
about
it's a good
who? Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about Anthony Ramos was in a cartoon movie.
I'm
glad I didn't bring that up because that's something that sounds like I would do. And I'd mess up the name of it. Like I couldn't remember it right there.
Dope. The Bad Guy.
Have you seen that one? DJ watched that?
I have not. No, DJ talked to me about it. I guess he saw it. With one of his buddies or something, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. That's really funny, and yeah, that's something. I'm glad I didn't see it because I would have probably
just come out swinging on it. In case DJ isn't,
let's put Hamilton on the shelf here. Let's talk about this.
let's talk about this animated movie. In case DJ is an avid listener, play it close to the vest. But you got any big surprises for him for Christmas? Bring anything out?
Ooh. Well, today was the end of flag football season, and he's supposed to have a end-of-the-year pizza party or whatever at the park.
Uh-huh.
But if you can imagine, it does rain in California, and so the world's going to end, basically. And now we are going to an indoor trampoline park, and they have one of these huge courts. It's like a soccer/basketball thing, and the ground's pretty spongy.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going to go have our own little
flag football game on that surface, which I'm fired up about. Because
please don't blow your knee out.
If you can imagine, I can really. Why would you say that?
Because we're getting older, and I worry about these things.
Why would you say that?
Why not
just be positive? Like, hey, have a great time. Be safe.
I asked you not to do it.
You know, don't say don't.
I asked you not to do don't. It. I didn't say don't.
Coach, what you want. When your golf coach is talking to you, do you want him to say don't hit it in the water? Don't hit it in the sand? No. They say, hey, turn your belly button to the target. Finish through the target. Full swing. You know, whatever they want to say. Straight, left, arm. Not don't.
I should get a golf coach.
Dude.
That would probably help. That might actually help. You have a golf coach?
I think you need a life coach.
A life coach? Jeez. That hurts.
And I'm available. Steep number, though.
For life coaching? Yeah. Oh, yeah. there's one I'm not paying for.
I got answers. They're not always good answers or correct answers, but I got them.
But I got answers. Yeah. Oh, you're on the Bart Scott plan. He's always got an answer. It might not be correct, but he's got an answer. He's never gonna hit you with an I don't know.
That's right.
Yeah, he's never gonna hit you with that. He's gonna have an answer. Might be completely wrong, but it's an answer. All right, this was a lot of fun.
So good.
For a good episode. Hopefully everyone enjoyed. It was neat being able to talk on the Broadway stuff, because I really have. I'm starting to get into it more, and it's awesome. Live theater and how immersive some of these plays are has been fantastic. So I'm looking forward to continuing that, and hopefully maybe he gets back into one and I can go see him.
Coming to fruition 8 years later.
Yeah, I mean, it took a little while, but I got there. All right, leave me alone. All right. Anyway, thank you again. Great episode.
I tried.
Right, take us out as only you know how.
Oh, listen, be sure to rate, review, follow, and listen on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
You nailed it this time. Thank you, and I look forward to the next episode.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Tired of pickup truck bed chaos? Meet Decked, game-changing USA-made full bed-length drawers for tools and gear. Waterproof, dustproof, lockable, secure. Whether you're working, hunting, fishing, camping, or just getting out of town. And introducing Decked Deco Cases. Tough, modular, problem-solving cases built for the truck, job site, campsite, or garage. Say goodbye to random bins and tie-downs. Order now at Decked.com/iHeart for free shipping. Decked, your truck, your rules. Decked.com/iHeart.